Elections experts say when it comes to voter fraud, in-person fraud is rare. Most cases happen with mail-in ballots. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say something should be done to better prevent, detect, and punish people who abuse the mail-in ballot system. But as KER's Christopher Connolly reports, that doesn't seem to be leading to cooperation on the efforts during this special session.
The push to combat mail-in ballot voter fraud in Austin comes as Dallas County is still reeling from allegations of fraud in May's local elections.
Dallas County District Attorney's Office has opened a criminal voter fraud investigation.
Complaints about mail-in ballots are off the charts.
Some residents, mostly seniors in West Dallas, began complaining about receiving mail-in ballots for the May 6th election,
even though they had not requested them.
Officials inspected more than 700 mail-in ballots for possible fraud and threw out nearly 100 of them. It didn't change the election results, but prosecutors have made one arrest so far in the ongoing investigation.
The election fraud under investigation in Dallas is just the latest example.
When Governor Greg Abbott called lawmakers back to Austin for a special session, mail-in ballot voter fraud was one of his 20 priorities.
I want legislation that toughens penalties on mail ballot vote fraud and makes it harder for that crime to be committed in Texas.
Jonathan White says that's needed. He works on voter fraud cases in the Texas Attorney General's office.
The ballot could be diverted. The ballot could be stolen. That ballot could have been fraudulently generated to begin with. It can be harvested from the voter in a number of ways, including outright theft, to just manipulating the voter and influencing them as to how to vote.
That's particularly an issue because in Texas, only seniors, people with disabilities, and folks who will be out of their home county on election day can apply for mail-in ballots. White says he's seen evidence of organized schemes to fraudulently deliver votes for candidates in counties large and small, from North Texas to the Rio Grande Valley. He says it mostly happens in low turnout races, like local elections and primaries.
It's a well-known secret in political circles that these folks exist. And if you want their services, you hire them.
In the past 15 years, the Texas Attorney General's office has only won convictions in about 100 cases of voter fraud. That's out of tens of millions of votes cast in elections. But White says those numbers don't include local and federal prosecutions or the cases that his small team hasn't been able to get to. And then there's all the cases that never even cross a prosecutor's desk.
9 times out of 10, when you commit election fraud or do vote harvesting, you're not going to be detected and reported. And 9 times out of 10, when you are reported, you won't get investigated. And 9 times out of 10 that you're investigated, you won't get prosecuted.
Representative Craig Goldman says if you are prosecuted, the penalties should be tougher. The Fort Worth Republican is carrying the bill the governor asked for.
Right now, basically, it's a slap on the wrist. It's a misdemeanor. And so no one is scared to go out and do it. Once we make it a felony, hopefully after this special session, then they're going to think twice before they go do these sort of things.
Goldman also wants to give election officials more tools to detect fraud when it happens and to make it harder to commit in the first place. He says this is long overdue. Democratic Representative Eric Johnson agrees, but he says,
this is too important of a topic to throw together some solution in 2 weeks and think that's going to solve the problem. It won't.
Johnson represents that West Dallas area where a lot of the allegedly fraudulent mail-in ballots came from. He wants to wait for that investigation to finish and then study the results before legislating because, he says, election law is complicated.
All the pieces are so intertwined that when you do one thing to try to prevent anyone from being able to abuse a particular voting system, you can very easily, inadvertently disenfranchise an even larger number of people than you would be prevented from being defrauded.
Republicans say they want bipartisan support on this, but with the clock ticking on the special session, they're moving fast. The Senate passed a mail-in ballot fraud bill in a near party-line vote last week. A similar bill is moving in the House. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.